Leaders have a great amount of influence, but followers also have power, and they really ought to use it. It's mystifying, but it's true that it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. That's 2 Chronicles 12:1. It's one thing that Rehoboam turned his back on God, and no doubt he was extremely influential as king, but all Israel joined him in his apostasy. So how does that happen? They knew the difference between right and wrong. They knew what God had said, but they allowed themselves to be influenced by a rudderless leader. There are times you've got to have backbone. We thank God for godly leaders, but when they depart from faithfulness to God, let them go on their own. As a follower, your primary responsibility is to follow God. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.